This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, baseball's steroids controversy goes to Capitol Hill. We'll get a preview of testimony for tomorrow. First, President Bush is expected to sign an economic stimulus package. Also tomorrow, later in the show, we'll look at the checks many Americans will get as a result. A key part of that package, though, that hasn't gotten a lot of attention is a break for people trying to buy a house or refinance their mortgage. Currently, the limit for lower interest rates is $417,000. Any mortgage higher than that, and you have to pay a higher interest rate. Under the economic stimulus package, that limit would go up to $730,000 in high-cost areas, but just for 1 year. And the idea behind that is to stem the rate of foreclosures and give homeowners a little extra money every month if they refinance at the lower rate. Gretchen Morgenson has been following the foreclosure story for the New York Times, and she joins me now from our New York studios. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Madeline.
Okay, I just said a lot, and it's probably pretty confusing. So explain, if you would, how this would work.
As you know, there are a couple of government-sponsored enterprises known affectionately as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And what they do is buy mortgages that banks and other lenders make. And that sort of eases the crunch that we're in right now. They are, as I said, government-sponsored enterprises, meaning that they have some sort of government aspect to them. And so they are supposed to pass along a lower rate of interest to the home buyers who take out a mortgage that they are going to buy. That's where you get your lower rates that you described. Now, they are restricted because they are a government-sponsored enterprise. They're restricted in the size of the mortgages that they can buy. And that's the $417,000 limit that you mentioned earlier. Because we are in such a difficult market right now for home mortgages, the government feels that if they were to increase the size of the mortgages that Fannie Mae can buy and Freddie Mac can buy in high-cost areas, that that will help ease some of this credit crunch that we're going through. But it really will provide zero help for anyone who's already in trouble on their mortgage, who is having difficulty paying or delinquent or in default. And again, it is only a temporary increase in the size of the mortgages that these entities can buy.
It's only 1 year.
Correct.
And why only 1 year? Why not a permanent change?
Well, I think that there is a feeling on Capitol Hill and elsewhere that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have not earned the right to have a permanent increase because of accounting irregularities that occurred at both entities earlier in this decade. And I think that there is a sense that they might grow too powerful if they were to allow these higher mortgage purchases by Fannie and Freddie to be permanent.
Now, Gretchen, is there a fear out there that this could get us back to where we were before this whole mess started? In other words, that banks would feel a lot more confident to approve mortgages with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac backing them, and therefore might approve loans for people who might not otherwise qualify.
I really don't think that's a risk because the world has been so alerted to the problems of lax lending. Furthermore, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, because they are closely monitored, they have stricter rules and regulations about who they will give their loans to, what kind of income the person has to have. So I don't feel that it's going to really have that kind of a negative impact, sort of back to the races, as it were.
And do you agree with the supporters of this who say that this is absolutely necessary and will go a great deal towards solving or helping the credit crunch by getting more people into the housing market and thereby raising housing values?
Well, I don't agree that it will raise housing values. I mean, one thing that it will do is it might at least limit a decline. I also don't think it will have a major impact on the housing market and the continuing decline in house prices across the nation. So, you know, I think it's a fix that is okay to try. I think it's relatively small in the grand scheme of things. I think it's a positive move, however. But as far as a universal solution that's going to really sort of stop the problem, absolutely not.
Gretchen Morgenson is business and financial editor of the New York Times. Thank you.
Thanks.